on the line, ready to talk to us today about health matters, and in particular alcohol and cardiovascular disease, and the relationship is Shonisani Nepilama. Shonisani, good morning. Welcome on this Tuesday morning.
Good morning, Wayne, and good morning to our listeners. Thank you for having me again.
It's a pleasure.
This Tuesday morning.
It's an absolute pleasure. And Shonisani, let's get into it. Alcohol misuse and alcoholism. What is it?
Alcohol is a psychoactive and a harmful substance. Drinking large amount of alcohol for many years will take a toll on many of the body organs, and also it may cause organ damage. So alcohol misuse also affects the daily activities of an individual and the family, and also it can cause an emotional strain to the involved parties. As you have asked, alcohol abuse disorder is defined as a chronic disease characterized by uncontrolled drinking and preoccupation with alcohol. This means that a person cannot be able to function or cannot be able to function, or they don't have ability to control their drinking due to both physical and emotional dependence on alcohol.
Mm-hmm. And Shonisani, what is the relationship between alcohol abuse or consumption and cardiovascular disease?
Studies conducted in recent years, they have indicated that any amount of alcohol is damaging to the health, and also alcohol consumption, especially alcohol misuse, it may lead to organ damage, including the brain and nervous system, the heart, the liver, and pancreas. It is also harmful to the heart and the general health, as well as that alcohol can also contribute to weight gain because it is often high in sugar and kilojoules, which itself is a risk for cardiovascular disease because a person then becomes overweight and obese. Alcohol use also increases the risk of high blood pressure, heart failure, increased level of triglyceride, which is a type of fat in the blood. It can also lead to stroke and some cancers. So these are associated with factors for cardiovascular disease, and also in a long-term alcohol as well may damage the heart muscle. It can cause heart arrhythmia disturbance where the heart is no longer beating in a normal values, and also it can cause sudden cardiac death. It also lowers the ability to inhibit, which may take it more challenging to stick to healthy eating when you have been drinking.
Okay, and are there any physical benefits to drinking alcohol? You know, you hear these stories, a glass of red wine a day, blah, blah, blah. What is the truth?
As I mentioned before, any amount of alcohol is damaging to the body. It may increase your risk of developing most cardiovascular disease, including high blood pressure, heart disease, cardiomyopathy, atrial fibrillation, flutter, and stroke. So it is important that we debunk the myth that a glass of red wine a day is good for the heart. It is not true, and medical research have proven this. Therefore, reducing or stopping alcohol consumption, it will help to reduce the risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Mm-hmm. And what are other conditions that could result from alcohol consumption or misuse?
As I mentioned, that alcohol directly damages organ in your body. We have covered that it increases your risk of cardiovascular disease, which I did mention that it causes high blood pressure, atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, coronary calcification, increased carotid artery wall thickness, which can reduce vascular health. It can also lead to fatal hypertensive disorder, fatal aortic aneurysm, and heart failure, to mention a few when it comes to cardiovascular disease. Mm-hmm. It can also cause liver disease, such as fatty liver, hepatitis, portal hypertension, increased infection. It can also cause ascites, enlarged spleen, cancer, which also may lead to kidney disease and digestive problems or bleeding. It can also give you or a person to have a poor mental health outcomes, which include depression, delirium, increased anger and anxiety, memory issues, learning issues, impulsive behaviors, personality changes, and also for some people it can also lead to self-harm or suicide, because most of the people that use alcohol, they're not able to cope without having drinking alcohol. Mm-hmm. It can also weaken the immune system, which increases your risk of getting sick or getting more infections.
Right. So there's a lot. There's a lot tied into excess alcohol consumption.
Yes, there's a lot that is associated with alcohol consumption.
Talking statistics now, what are the statistics around the effects of alcohol consumption? And I know in South Africa, our stats are not that good.
Worldwide, when it comes to the statistics, around 2.6 million deaths were caused by alcohol consumption in 2019. Of these, 1.6 million deaths were from non-communicable disease, 700,000 deaths from injuries, and 300 deaths from communicable disease. So the alcohol attribute mortality was the heaviest among men, accounting for 2 million deaths compared to 600 deaths among women in 2019. They also furthermore estimated that 400 million people, or 7% of the world population aged 15 years and older, they lived with alcohol use disorder. And of these 2.9 million people, which is equivalent to 3.7% of the adult population, they also lived with alcohol dependency. Furthermore, alcohol also, it even lower levels, which can lead to health risk, but most alcohol-related harms comes from heavy episodic or heavy continuous alcohol consumption. So when it comes to the stats of South Africa, the South African Medical Research Council in 2020, they found that about 43% of adult men in the country, they drink alcohol, and about 1 in 5 women with individual consumption being extremely high. They also found that almost 6 out of 10 adolescent and adult drinkers, they engage in heavy binge drinking, which means that 70.8% of male and 33.7% of female drinkers.
And those are scary stats, especially the youngsters. And what signs and symptoms may indicate that alcohol is affecting your cardiovascular health?
The signs and symptoms that it affects your cardiovascular health is that you start having heart palpitations, which is the unpleasant sensation of your heartbeat. You also have an increased pressure and bulging of veins in your neck. You also have troubles breathing, especially when active or when you've been lying down for more than a few seconds. You start also having oedema, which is full fluid build up or swelling in the body, especially in your feet, ankles, and lower leg. You also have chest pain, especially when a person is active. You most of the time you will feel tired or weak, and you will also have lightheadedness or fainting, and also the appetite changes most of the time because you are usually depending on alcohol and not of food, which in the long run will affect your organs as well as your cardiovascular health.
Wow, so it's a lot of knock-on effects that happen, you know, just based from or starting from alcohol abuse.
Yes.
And Shonisani, what advice can you give our listeners?
Advice that I can give to the listeners is that when we spend time together with our friends and family, especially over the festive road, we should try to suggest activities that don't involve alcohol. If a person is dependent on or struggling to no alcohol, it will be advisable to speak to a medical doctor or get additional help through an alcoholism dependence program like the AA, because the Alcohol Anonymous, they will help you to be able to reduce at the end, even stop or not drink alcohol at the end. It will also be advisable that a person seek mental health care advice or support to address any issues that can cause excessive alcohol use, because most of the time when people start depending on alcohol, they are facing challenges or issues that they are not able to solve themselves. They tend to go to drinking alcohol because they just want to numb the pain, they just want to try to avoid the issues, and in the long run they end up being dependent on alcohol. So seeking mental health will help them to be able to deal with the issues that caused them to be dependent on alcohol.
Right. Well, that makes sense. And Shonisani, where can listeners go for more information on cardiovascular health and any other health issues for that matter?
The listeners can get more information on cardiovascular health, our healthy behaviors, and more on our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za. We are also available on social platforms on Facebook, X, as well as Instagram. And if they need to speak to one of our healthcare professionals, they can call us on 021-422-1586.
Great. Shonisani, thank you very, very much. And thank you very much for that. And we'll chat again next week Tuesday, with more health tips from the Heart and Stroke Foundation.
Thank you so much, Wayne, and thank you to the listeners. We'll speak again next week. Have a good week ahead.
Thank you very much, Shonisani. That's Shonisani Nepalama, the nutrition leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, talking to us today about cardiovascular disease and alcohol and the relationship between the two.